You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast. Encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I'm continuing now my series on the symbols of the Holy Spirit. And right now, I'm going to be focusing in on the symbol of water, which reveals the refreshing, life-giving nature of the Holy Spirit. So years ago, my grandfather took me to go and see a powerful man of God preach the gospel. Now, this man that we went to go see preach has been in my life a spiritual father and a mentor, and there are many things that I've learned from him. My grandfather and I went to this service, and it was actually held here in Southern California at an arena that they could seat, like, I think, like 20,000 people or more. And so we arrived to the service, and when we arrived, there were thousands of people already packing the stadium. We walked in and we tried to find a seat, and as soon as we entered into the building, they announced to us that that level of seating was completely full. We ran up to the next floor and they said, "This level is completely full." We ran up again to the next level and they were already filling up that level, but we finally found a few seats that we could use, or a couple of seats that we could use. So we're sitting in the service, the power of God's moving, the worship was awesome. And all of a sudden, this man of God says, "I want every preacher of the gospel to get down here." Now, mind you, at that time I was 14 years old, I was already preaching the gospel, I started preaching at 13, and I knew that I wanted to get down there and receive an impartation. Now, the Holy Spirit can touch you anywhere, anytime, but God also uses people to flow through. So I knew that God was going to touch my life in a special way. So I start running down, but I realized by the time I got halfway down that the crowds were already beginning to press onto the platform. And by the time I got to the floor of the arena, the stage was several dozen feet from me, and the crowds had backed me up all the way to where I didn't think I was going to get access at all. So I go around the crowd and I find myself pinned between the crowd and the stage, and there was no way I was going to access the stairs as this man of God went back and forth laying hands on people. Now, I'll never forget what I sensed in that moment. It was the first time in my life I had ever sensed anything like it. I'm standing right up against the platform. The crowd is pressing me into the stage, not to where I couldn't breathe, but to where I couldn't move. And I remember being up against the platform, and I'm looking onto the platform, and it was about shoulder height to me, the platform was. And I watched this man of God go back and forth, and I'm seeing the people react to the power of the Holy Spirit as he's laying hands on them. The choir and the worship team are singing, "Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord." The elders and angels bow, "The redeemed worship you now." And I realized in that moment that my body was trembling. The power of God had physically manifested, and I was sensing this shaking come over me. And off of the platform, I could feel what were like waves and currents. I'm telling you before God, I sensed this in my body, my physical being. It was like waves were coming off of the platform, waves of water, like there was a river on that stage, and I was standing in that river. Suddenly, I look up, and there's a security guard standing over me. For some reason, I don't know why, he broke protocol, stretched his hand out to me, pulled me onto the platform, and then helped me get prayer. I remember that as I was walking toward that man of God, I felt like I couldn't even stabilize my stance because it was as if the ground was shifting under me, as if I was standing in an actual river. And all I remember is this: I saw that man of God approach me. He was praying in tongues. His face was all red because he was praying fervently in tongues. I closed my eyes, I lifted my hands, and he barely even touched the side of my face. And I didn't realize that I had fallen out under the power of God. And I opened my eyes, I'm on the floor, and I see my body shaking in that current of power. Next thing I know, I'm being picked up by some people on the sides of me, and I couldn't even feel them picking me up. They took me off the platform, walk me down the stairs. I could barely stand. I remember looking around, and they had chairs laid out for people who were unable to make it back to their seats because people were just shaking so I should say violently, but it's you know, not violently as in it hurt them, but they were shaking very intensely. And we come off the platform, and they sat us on the chairs, and I looked around. There are several people who couldn't even get back to their seats. That experience in the presence of God marked me in a way that I'll never be able to fully explain. And in that moment, there was a refreshing that came on me. There was a life-giving manifestation of the Holy Spirit's power that touched my life. That was that refreshing flow of the river of life. In John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, the scripture says this: "On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, 'Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart.' When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit, who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered his glory." The Holy Spirit is that river of living water which brings life. Now in Psalm, the book of Psalms, chapter number 1, the scripture says this: "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do." When a tree is planted by a river, its roots go deep, its roots become strong. And that tree, according to the scripture, bears fruit in each season, not in some seasons. There is this supernatural abundance that comes upon that life, and we can bear the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, and so forth. We can bear those fruits in each season, even when we are facing hardships. Why? Because we are planted by the river of life, who is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings life. Joel said that the Spirit would be poured out, which is a reference to him as you would refer to water. Joel chapter 2, verses 23 and then 28 through 29 say this: "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out," there's that phrase, "pour out like water, pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit." Water cleanses, water quenches thirst, water refreshes, water gives life. Wherever the river of the Spirit flows, there is life. There is refreshing. There are deeply rooted trees. The Holy Spirit cleanses your soul. He quenches your spiritual thirst. Those of you who desire that something more, you know there's more to your walk with the Lord. The Holy Spirit is that someone more. The Holy Spirit is that river, that something more. The Holy Spirit refreshes your being, and His flow adds to you strength. His flow adds to you life. And that river that's flowing through you, that river of the Spirit of God that moves about you, has a mist that comes off of it. Not only does the river cause life and vegetation to flourish, but it also has a mist that flows off of it. If you ever get around a river that's rushing, you'll notice that you'll get wet even before you jump into the river because of that mist that's coming up out of the river. When you have the Holy Spirit in you, there's a holy mist around you. There's a holy mist that affects the atmosphere, that causes those around you to sense something refreshing about you, something life-giving about you. They can't quite put their finger on it, but there's something about you that gives life. There's something about you that causes those fruits of the Spirit to flourish in every season. There's something about you that quenches a spiritual thirst. I like to say there's not something about you, there's someone about you, and that is the person of the Holy Spirit. This life-giving river of God flows through our lives. Water represents this side of the Holy Spirit. He is life-giving. He is refreshing. He quenches spiritual thirst, and He cleanses us. That is the power of the person of the Holy Spirit. That is the side of His nature that is revealed by the biblical symbol of water. Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.